Hey, what's up? I'm Alex Magnin from Young Culture, and you're listening to my chapter of As the Story Goes.
Welcome to the next chapter of As the Story Grows. I'm Brian Patton. This week, I'm excited to introduce Alex Magnin from the band Young Culture. Young Culture just dropped their debut self-titled LP on Equal Vision Records. The band combines punk, emo, pop, and hip-hop influences in a style similar to bands like Good Charlotte and Fall Out Boy. It's a fun debut, and the energy on the record came through in my conversation with Alex. We chat about how tough it is to be sitting on a new record and not being able to tour and share your art. COVID has hit the music industry hard, and there's a lot of exciting new bands like Young Culture fighting for our attention and not being able to make their mark live. So I love getting to chat with these new bands, and hopefully you guys enjoy the clips you hear in this episode and pick up the album or give it a stream on your favorite digital music platform. Enjoy this week's chat with Alex Magnin. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, you know, just chilling, same old, feeling excited and nervous all at the same time, you know, yeah. Release week, so.
yeah, this Friday, it's exciting. Let's get started. You're currently in Albany, is that where you grew up?
I'm actually in New York City right now. Okay. I did grow up in Albany, yeah, but I'm living here now.
Gotcha, is that where the band relocated there, or just you, or?
Just me, actually. We're all three of us are in different places, but it all works out really well. Like right now, Gabe is in Massachusetts, and Troy's in Louisville, Kentucky. So, you know, when we get, like, we do a lot of the stuff that we do, you know, over like the internet and whatnot. But, you know, it's cool. It's fine. It works out.
That's cool. What was growing up in Albany like for you?
Oh, man, it was great. Like, honestly, like, I had, like, me and Gabe both had, like, a pretty suburban upbringing, and you know, I love it there. Like, it definitely is, like, you know, my hometown, and I still feel, like, a lot of, like, connection to it and a lot of love for it, you know? I know a lot of people are, like, you know, right off their hometown or whatever, where they grew up, but I got nothing but, like, pretty much good things to say about it.
That's cool. What got you into music?
Well, it's funny because, like, neither of my parents, like, were, like, really musical people, but I have two older brothers, and they both were, like, really into, like, pop punk and stuff, and from an early age, I remember, like, my brother, like, having, like, Fall Out Boy CDs and, like, Taking Back Sunday and stuff, and, like, I, like, you know, had, like, a little Walkman, like, little, like, 6-7-year-old Alex, like, and, you know, like, I was right on the cusp of when those stopped being a thing. I would steal his CDs, and I would, like, listen to them, and that's what I got into, like, from, like, a very young age, was, like, you know, the kind of music that I'm playing now. So it's a miracle, really.
That's awesome. Did you end up learning any instruments?
Yeah, so the first one I learned was drums, and I got pretty good at it from, like, a young age. Like, I started playing, like, probably around the time I was, like, 7 or 8, and but then, like, I kind of quickly, like, switched it over to, like, guitar, like, around, like, the age of 10. Like, I just kind of shift my focus, and, like, I think if I kept playing drums, that would be pretty good, but I'm okay with, you know, the cards I've been dealt, because I really want to learn how to play guitar, and I want to learn how to, like, you know, sing and write songs and stuff. So I kind of shifted all my focus over to guitar, like when I was 10, and then kind of along with that came the singing. And it's funny because like nowadays that's, you know, what my main instrument is singing, yeah. You know? So now I'm trying to actually like learn how to sing, you know?
Yeah. That was the catalyst, wanting to write songs and like be a frontman to playing guitar.
Well, yeah. And you know, like, I guess like when it comes to being like a frontman, I never really like was like, oh, I want to be a frontman. I just kind of was always like, whenever I was doing bands or like playing with people, I was like the one who could like sing, you know, or sing, yeah. You know, but, you know, it's good. I definitely like where I'm at.
That's cool. When did you start playing in bands and trying to form bands? And,
so I had like a band with some friends from like a younger age that kind of formulated into like my first legitimate band all at the same time. And I think we were in the seventh grade. I met Gabe, like, or maybe it was the sixth grade. I met Gabe, and we needed a bassist because we were playing like a talent show, and that, and I was like, and he didn't play any music at all, but I just knew, like, I like met this kid, and I was like, he's so cool. Like, I want him to play in my band.
So you threw him a bass.
Like, yeah, exactly. Threw him a bass, and I was like, dude, like, it's easy. Like, just play it. And so from there, like, he was like, yeah, I want to play guitar. But yeah, that's exactly how it happened. So we had this band, and then about when high school came around, that stopped, and that was when the idea of Young Culture kind of like started formulating.
Yeah It was, so it started, mm-hmm. as you and Gabe in high school.
Yeah, like it was something different for like pretty much most of high school, and then we like changed it, we made it into Young Culture, you know.
Yeah, where'd that name come from?
So me and Gabe, you know, when we were starting it, like, we knew it had to be like something special, and we actually made like, we both made like notes app lists of cool names, you know, and like it was something we were thinking about for like a few weeks, and it was weird, like, you know, we would come to each other with these like name ideas, but we both had Young Culture in ours, and we were like, what does that mean? And like, you know, come to be like years later, and it's like, and it just means so much. And like, it's funny because like just those two words, like, it does sum up like what our music is and what like our artistry is. And it's funny how, you know, maybe it was just words and we like chose it, but now it means like so much to us, you know. So
yeah, what does it mean to you?
It's just like, it's everything that like that we've done so far in our life. I mean, like, I'm 22 now, but it's like everything that we've done up to this point has been like a part of like Young Culture, and like, and just like growing up in like ignorance and things like that, and just like learning and you know, and also in a sense, it's like, it's pop culture, you know, like, you know, pop culture comes from the youth, and that's what like Young Culture is, you know, and that's, you know, kind of what I think that like we represent in a way, you know. We've always been like the youngsters, and I think now it's going to be like a change of like a shift from always being like the young dudes, you know, and now we're kind of not so much in culture anymore.
yeah it is funny how much like your generation and like that younger generation really is like a take no shit, like, not messing around with the status quo generation, different from people my age.
Yeah, I know, and you know, and there's something stubborn to be said about it, but there's also something really, really incredible and like just humbling to like see about that, you know, because like it's people, you know, speaking up and standing up, you know, even if it's over social media and stuff, you know, but they're you know, like standing up for like what they believe and just really speaking up, and that's, you know, something that I was kind of, you know, my age group was kind of on the cusp of, you know, and it's just definitely like, especially like the kids who are younger than me, like they really inspire me and like, and just like show me, like, I don't know, every day, like, just I'm like, wow, maybe I should be like saying more, doing more and shit, yeah. You know, but yeah, it's cool. It's really cool.
That's cool. You mentioned Fall Out Boy and Taking Back Sunday. What were your influences stylistically, especially on this new record where it's got a really cool, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it's like Poppy Jimmy world, right? Like,
wow, that's a really freaking cool one, man. Like that's actually, well, I mean, like, yeah, because like growing up Jimmy world was like a big one for me. But I don't know, like, I guess what I was like really honing in, like, yeah, was like those pop influences, but it's like, you know, cross genre, like, and it, I really wanted to, like, you know, not be able to pinpoint it, but like I knew I wanted to make a collection of songs that was cohesive but eclectic, you know, and like, and I wanted it to be like 100% us, and which, like, that's like a few things to like be asking for, so we knew we had to like nail it. But you know, I guess a lot of like the inspiration just came from like people around us and just like life, and you know, but musically wise, like artistically wise, like I was honing in like a lot of like stuff that I listened to when I was younger, like Dashboard Confessional and like, I don't know, like Story So Far and like 975, like anything like along that line, but like also like some like far out things, like I was, you know, like listening to like a lot of Haim when we were writing this. I don't know if you ever heard of them. They're like really awesome group. I mean, yeah, they're huge, but and just like bands like this band called Parachute that I was like really into when I was younger. But just like all across the board things, you know, just trying to like, you know, not put myself in a box, and you know, also gotta take into accountability that now it's not just me, you know, and then it's me and two other guys that have, you know, a lot of opinion and musical taste too that gave their input, you know. You taste sun-kissed, a glimpse of summer onto my lips. Yeah, you're a holiday in Vegas, baby. You might be crazy, but I think you got me crazy for you. I'm drunk off one sip, you're nicotine and I'm an addict. Everyone tells me that you're bad news. Have to distance myself, but I think you got me crazy for you.
How'd you guys get hooked up with Equal Vision Records?
Well, we did our first tour out to the out west, and that was like kind of like a headliner thing, but like, you know, it wasn't that great, you know. We were still a very small band, we had never been out to these places, but the last show that we played was, you know, went all the way out west and came back, and we played a hometown show in Albany, and and they were there, and you know, the next morning we woke up and they were like, hey, we want to like have a meeting with y'all, like, and talk about signing you, is there any way that we can meet up? And yeah, and it was history from there, and it's always been like our family, and we're very very grateful to have them.
Well, you're going to release your debut record this Friday, October 16th, self-titled. Is there an overarching theme to this album? You said you wanted the songs to be meaningful. Is there like an overarching theme or various themes that you were trying to hit at your writing process?
Yeah, actually. And you know, like whether it was intentional or it just came to be, but like, it's, you know, it's a self-titled, it's called Young Culture, and the overarching theme of it is definitely like youth and the things that come along with it, you know, like when you open up the album, track one is just the song about Young Culture, and you know, like when you hear the album, like you'll understand what I mean by that. It's called Blood Thin, but it's like just about, it was a poem I wrote just trying to like sum up like things about youth, and then from there on, you know, you got like the typical like love songs and like songs just about like anxiety and just like things all across the board and like friendship and stuff. But it's definitely, the overarching theme of it is like, okay, like I'm looking at this through a scope of the life that I've lived, you know, so far, which has been, you know, just as a kid pretty much, and and just how I kind of like saw it, you know, and I think that it definitely is like, okay, like these are some like petty childish things, you know, but like fuck it, man, like that's how I like definitely thought and like how I have my life, you know. But it's cool, you know, it's all part of the experience.
yeah what's it like in this cycle trying to release and promote an album during a pandemic where you can't tour, you can't play shows, all the things you usually do as a band?
Yeah, man, it's incredibly weird. It's really hard. You know, I mean, like, we recorded the album, honestly, like around this time last year, and totally expect to put out earlier. And then, you know, with when COVID hit around like March, and it's like every plan that, you know, we had and us along with every other artist in the industry, like, what do we do now? Like, it's like we had all these plans. It's like now, like, what do we put out an album? Like, just put it out. And we got to a point where we're like, okay, you know, it's really time to do it. Like, we can only do so much, and yeah. we're gonna have to just go for it. And you know, I woke up this morning like being like, dang, like I got an album coming out in 3 days and I'm not gonna go on tour. Like, what is this like simulation that I live in? Like, you know, but you know, take everything with a grain of salt, and I'm really excited for it anyways. And I just am gonna hope for the best, you know. It's definitely put a damper on a lot of exciting things, but you know, I got faith that it's gonna work out.
Yeah, you guys have released a bunch of singles throughout the year from the record. What's the response been like so far?
It's been across the board, because, like, you know, I'd say like some songs have been like received like better than others, you know, because just like I said before, it's like it's an eclectic like group of songs, and I don't think like any one thing sounds like the last, like, and so, you know, it's like there's a little something for everybody, you know, like every song that we put out, like the first one is like just a pop rock song, and the second one is a straight up just like pop song, and then the third single we put out is like pop punk, the fourth one we put out is like, I don't know, like pop, like with hip-hop influences, and or at least that's how I hear them, and like and you know, it's like there's something there for everybody, and there's like things that like people who've like heard have been like, wow, like there's not one single that like you know sounded the same, like, and this one really stuck out for me, and that's kind of what I expected. So overall, I'd say like the reception's been good, but you know, I think it's just us finally finding our sound, so it's like, you know, it's a really interesting process.
yeah the other thing it reminds me of as you're talking is like, yeah, those Good Charlotte vibes, where it was clearly rooted in punk rock, but their influences were all over it, whether it was dance music or pop music or hip hop. Like, it wore itself on its sleeve in the midst of being a punk record, right?
Yeah, no, totally, right? And that's actually a really cool comparison to hear.
Yeah. So you guys are doing a pop-up shop to celebrate your debut LP, a merchandise pop-up shop. Well, what inspired that idea?
Not being able to do anything. I mean, like, we wanted to do a to do like a drive-in show, but I mean, the logistics of doing something like that were very hard to figure out. But we're like, all right, what's like the safest thing that we can do that will still like be like fun and like as personal as it can be, but also just be like extremely safe. And so we wanted to do like a socially distanced, pretty much retail store, you know, and like pop-up shop, and it's outdoors, and it's I'm so excited for it. But you know, it's like gonna be like whatever, like 10 people at a time, and like you all gotta stay like socially distanced, yeah, wear a mask and like wear the gloves, and like, you know, it's gonna be like, you know, legit. But I mean, like, we knew like we want to do something like, you know, fun and like for the people, you know.
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Well, this new record's coming out. I know everything is so wild right now, but what is your hope for the band in the future going forward? I know eventually, hopefully, touring will resume again.
Yeah, get back, play shows, see our fans and just the people who've supported us, because it's been too long, and hopefully that people will receive this album, and hopefully it gets on the radio, and I become a millionaire, you know.
Good times. Are you like more itching to get out there and play these songs, or have you been sitting on these songs so long that you're just like, all right, it's time to do the next one. It's time to do the next one. Somewhere in between.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, both. I mean, like, it's like, yeah, we've been writing like so much more content, but I haven't written these ones off yet, and I haven't gotten a chance to play them live. So I'm like definitely itching to like just like hash them out, you know, on tour and stuff. But with due time, I guess, you know.
Yeah, it probably brings a different, fresher perspective, not being able to go out and tour and play them live, so you're not sick of them by the time the record releases. It's like you're ready to play them and experience them live.
Yeah, right. And, you know, it's definitely a fucking weird feeling, but, you know, I'll take what I can.
Thanks for listening to As the Story Grows. Our theme song was written and composed by the legendary Bob Nana. If you like what you hear, subscribe on iTunes and give the show a rating and review. If you'd like to support the show financially, click on the Patreon link at asthestorygrows.com. If you enjoyed this episode, share it on social media with your friends. Much appreciated, and thanks for listening.
I never felt so young enough.